If you have an IRA, 401k, CD, brokerage account, thrift savings, or just plain money market account, stop what you are doing and listen up. The next 30 minutes could change your life. Investors Financial Group is proud to present the Nest Experts Retirement Talk Radio Show. Each week, live, the experts will answer your questions and give you important information on how you can grow and protect your retirement without risk. The number to call the studio live is 888-900-0472, or an easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. And now, presenting your host, John Paragoy and Anita Pope.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Retirement Talk Radio. Hi, I'm John Paragoy, and Anita has the day off because today we have a very special guest on the phone with us from Charlotte, North Carolina. This is probably going to be one of the best shows we've ever produced here, and the reason is we've got a person that has been in this business that started on the other side and has migrated over into the radio side of the business. Before I introduce him, one of the reasons that I have asked Sean to be on the program is that with the recent events in the financial markets, in the products that we talk about here each week on Retirement Talk Radio, they have started to become very popular. And now there's a lot of bandwagoning happening out there on the radio. Remember last week's show, I talked about I am not the only one on the radio. Well, what is happening here is a trend to where you are going to be bombarded now with the how wonderful these products are. And what we want to do today is to clear up not so much how great the products are, because they're wonderful. We've never had anybody lose any money due to the market dropping. We have some high success. But we have some people on the air that are making statements that are true. However, it's what they're not telling you that you need to stay tuned for this entire show to understand what it is that you are hearing. Okay? Because they are saying it, but you're not hearing it. Before I get any further into it, I want to introduce Sean Lee from the Charlotte area. Sean has a company called Beacon Wealth Advisors. He also has his own radio program called Wealth Builders. It's on a major radio station in the Charlotte area, WBT. He's on every Saturday and has been for just a little under 2 years now. Been very successful with this, but before Sean was on the radio, he was one of the guys behind the scenes at one of the marketing agencies that support guys like me when you, the customer, call and tell us what your situation is. They were the people that came up with what probably was the best plan for you. The 10% bonus plan with a 7.2% guaranteed rate of return in your income fund, we have it. You've probably never heard us mention it. There is a reason why, and you will find out when we talk to Sean. So without further ado, Sean, as you well know, change brings opportunity, and it seems that a lot of people are now trying to take the opportunity in light of the recent market developments. They're taking the opportunity to kind of change courses and start touting how wonderful the products that we talk about here each week on Retirement Talk Radio are. Are you experiencing the same thing, Sean?
John, that's absolutely correct. And what's interesting to me is that, you know, a lot of these guys, they, you know, these are the same voices that we've heard in the past, you know, from your current advisor that really didn't like our programs, didn't like our strategies, thought that, you know, that there wasn't enough liquidity in them. And yet now it's almost like they've done a 180-degree turn, and bam, they're proposing these programs. And it's just interesting to me that, you know, somebody would do that. You know, you and I are both really more protected money planners. customers, and we want to guarantee and make sure that our clients have the income and the resources they need to take them through the rest of their retirement years. And we've been promoting these programs, since day one. So I find that very interesting.
Yeah, our message in the very beginning when we started on the radio was, lock in your gains now. There's a storm on the horizon. And now that all of that has come to pass, we find ourselves in situations where people are, they don't want to take the loss. They don't want to go ahead and take the hit. And we've got these people that were, on the security side of it that are having a difficult time finding clients. Now they're coming on to the safe money side and touting these products. And I'm concerned because I had one locally on another station that I am on. I'm on several.
Mm-hmm.
My phone was flooded with phone calls, and they're saying, John, why don't you have this 10% bonus plan with a 7.2% guaranteed income fund? Why don't you have that? Sean, can you tell our listeners why I am not saying that, but we do have that plan?
That's exactly right, because you've got to think of it as if somebody's offering something that is just head and shoulders above the best or above what's available out there through normal channels, a lot of times if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And these programs that they're talking about, they're not too good to be true, but you've got to understand exactly how they work. I've been I use the income riders that they're talking about quite a bit in my practice. I think they're great. I think when they make sense for the right person in the right situation, they can make a lot of sense. But you really got to understand what you're getting into. When they talk about the 10% bonus, they talk about the 7.2% guaranteed growth, they're talking about a guaranteed income growth. Now, the way I like to explain it to my clients is you got to look at it as two separate values. You have your cash value, which is your true value of your contract. And you and I both know how those work is basically you get your 10% bonus on that side.
Exactly.
During the good years when the market's growing, your accounts are increasing. Okay, they're not increasing as much as the true market is, but they are increasing. Okay,
right.
So you're making a lateral move. You're getting out of the market on one side, and you're getting into a market-based program on the other, where you're locking in the benefit of a low. Now, right with that side, you've got basically a safety net. You can never lose value. You start off with $250,000, you get a 10% bonus, bam, you got another $25,000, $275,000. Day one. And then it gets better. As the market grows, your account values grow. During the years that the market's down, you don't lose anything. So that's how that cash value side of the equation works. Now, on the guaranteed income side, you get your 10% bonus there as well. You get your 7.2% guaranteed growth on that side, but you've got to think of it as it's a value that's growing from which at some point down the road, I'm going to pull an income from it. You can never lump sum pull all of that money out that's on the income side. It's only for an income stream. It's to guarantee your retirement income for the rest of your life. So there's two different numbers there, and a lot of times advisors out there, especially these advisors who have been such strong proponents of the securities world, and now they're coming over to the protected money side, they don't know exactly how they work, and maybe they do know how they work, but they don't know how to communicate it in a way so that their clients will understand exactly what they're getting. And these types of programs, John, you and I both know, have been available for years on the variable annuity side, and I see clients every single day that have variable annuities that don't understand what they have. And when I explain it to them, I show them, this is what you're doing. These are the fees that you're paying, the 2%, 2.5%, 3% fees. And once they understand how those programs actually work, that's not what I understood. That's not what I was told by my advisor, and they're upset about it.
That is that one concern is the reason for this show, because my phone literally rang off the hook because they're saying, you don't have a 10% plan with 7.2% guaranteed growth. And I'm saying, listen.
Yes, you do. Yes, we do.
I do, and there's a reason why what you thought you heard and what you heard are two different things. Now, I listened to one of the programs, and they said this. They said it very clearly. They said 10% bonus plan, 7.2% in your income growth guaranteed. Now, that's what they said. But what the listener heard was not that. The listener heard, I'm going to be able to get 7.2% growth per year with a 10% bonus, and when I'm sick of this plan, I can walk away, take that 7.2% guaranteed, that word guaranteed was stressed more than the income fund was stressed, and I can take that money and put it in my pocket. Now, that's what they heard, but that is not what it was said. That is why you and I do not get on the radio and say these words. For example, we have a great 15% bonus plan.
That's right.
And it is a wonderful plan. As I've said on my radio show many times, one size doesn't fit all. The reason why I don't get on and say, call me now, get your 15% bonus, and you'll also get a 15% bonus on any funds you add for the next 3 years. The reason why I don't do that is because you're going to be very angry with me when you find out and understand that that 15% bonus is only if you keep it in deferral for 10 years and if you take that out in an income. It's a great plan.
Can't walk away with it.
You cannot walk away with it.
That's right.
Now, we also, you and I know there's a plan out there that is a great plan, gives you an 11% bonus, and it gives you a guaranteed 8% growth, which is head and shoulders above, percentage-wise, is above the 10% 7.2.
Right.
Now, it also will let you add funds to it for 7 years, where the 10% plan that we're talking about, we're referencing, is will only let you add funds for 1 or 2 years, depending on which one you choose.
So you have a lot more flexibility with the 11% bonus plan. You get a bigger bonus, you get a better guaranteed growth rate for your income side, and you have flexibility to add money in for a longer term. So as you're trying to rebuild that nest egg, and what are we trying to rebuild our nest egg for? We want to pull a retirement income off of it at some point in the future. That's what most of my clients want to do. They want to pull a little bit of money off their accounts each year to supplement their other inflows, to supplement their Social Security, supplement their pension if they've got one, things like that. They want to bridge that gap. But a program like this that offers such a high bonus and such a good guaranteed growth rate that's going to really pump up that income on down the road, it makes a lot of sense for a lot of listeners. It really does.
Well, now, Sean, we talked earlier this morning, and we talked about a lot of things, but I didn't ask you this question impromptu. I want to ask you, of all the plans out there today for income, what is your favorite?
I've got several that I choose from, and it depends on what the situation for the client is. Let's take an example. Let's say we've got somebody who is 55 years old. Let's say they've got a 401k they've left behind or an IRA that's, you know, just hanging around, and they want to try to recover and grow. And let's say their time frame for retirement is 8 years.
Right.
Okay. Well, one of the programs that we use it also has a 10% bonus program, but it has 10% guaranteed simple interest growth. Okay?
Right, that's right. Now, if you did just say a 10% bonus plus 10% growth guaranteed, that sounds better than the other one.
Well, we're talking the difference between simple interest growth and compound return growth.
Exactly. Most people didn't hear the simple part. They just hear the 10%.
That's right. So when you talk about simple interest growth, it depends on what your time frame is. How much growth can we get to build up that income fund? We want to build it up as quickly as possible. Some programs that have the compound growth, like the 8% with the 11% bonus, that may make more sense if somebody's going to retire in 9 years or 10 years.
Right.
We want to match a plan that's appropriate for your situation and provide that guaranteed income that you can't outlive. And you know, that's what I like about these programs. You insure everything in your life. You insure your health. You insure your car. You insure your home. You know, you insure, there are star athletes that insure their pitching arm. Why on earth would you not insure your retirement? That's what this is. This is retirement insurance. It's longevity insurance. It's going to guarantee that you have the money you need to live your life comfortably for the rest of your life. And that's what a lot of folks are looking for. They're tired. You know, in years past, most people don't pay a whole lot of attention to the market. My advisor's working on it. It's growing really well. Everything's fine. Now I've got clients that are looking at the market 2, 3, 5, 10 times a day, and they're tired of it. I am sick of looking at the market. I'm tired of seeing what's going on. I want some good, strong guarantees, and I want something that I don't have to worry about. I want something that I'll be comfortable with, that I can live with, and know on a guaranteed basis what am I going to get and when am I going to be able to get it, regardless of what happens in the market. And that's what we do. We focus on those protected money plans.
Again, you just reiterated that when I asked you what was your favorite, you didn't have a favorite because one size does not fit all. Now, another one of the plans that is very popular here, but it is very hard to get someone to understand that a 5% bonus plan may be better for them than a 10% bonus plan. And the reason is because of the income rider that says, once you start taking an income with this rider, you may start out with less, but you have the opportunity to increase your income as the market increases, but you will not go down if the market goes down. Nobody else does this in a percentage that this particular plan does. I've seen other people that give you a small little token increase, but nothing. For example, if you calculate an 8% interest in the market movement and you get that credited, your income check will go up 8% that year, and it's unheard of.
Right.
And it's been very, very popular. How has that been for your side of the business?
That's absolutely right, John. It reminds me of the, and you know the story, the old two-pocket story. You know, what do you want? You want 100% of what I have in my left pocket or 50% of what I have in my right pocket? Well, 100% of my left pocket, I've got $5. Okay, you can have that. In my right pocket, I've got $5,000. What would you rather have? 50% of the 5,000 or 100% of the 5? With these types of programs, that story really makes sense. What we look at as protected money planners is the best program for you in your situation. What is your time horizon? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? What's important to you? And then we match up the program that's going to give you the most bang for your buck. And sometimes I've had clients say, well, I'd rather have the 10% bonus. Well, this 5% bonus, yeah, it's a little bit less up front, but it's going to give you more benefit in the long run because of this reason. You make the choice. Our job is to basically educate you on what your options are, but bottom line is you're the decision maker.
Well, I certainly agree with that. Now, again, we're talking with Sean Lee here from Beacon Wealth Advisors in Charlotte, North Carolina. For those of you who are just joining us, Sean was on the other side of this market before he developed his radio show. Sean is an expert. And his and our concern in our topic today is that, you know, a lot of the people that are coming on to the radio and saying something, and you are not hearing what they're saying because they're either coming across a way that may be designed to be deceptive or
misleading,
or they're so new in the safe money market that they really don't know how to communicate what these plans do.
That's right. You know that old Eagles song, Johnny Come Lately, you know, the new kid in town?
Right.
These guys that are doing that, they are the new kids in town when it comes to the protected money plans. And, you know, do you want to trust, you know, your money to somebody who is just now getting into that business, or somebody who's been in the business for, you know, years and years, have been in the trenches, know exactly what's going on, knows what, more importantly, what questions to ask. ask you to make sure that this is appropriate for your situation. It's all about something that's appropriate, what you're comfortable with, what you're trying to accomplish. And a lot of time, you know, some of these 10 and 11% bonus programs, they're going to do it for you. You know, you might not want to tie your money up that long. Maybe you want something that's a little bit shorter term. You can still get some great guaranteed rates, even on shorter term money right now, depending on your situation. What are you trying to accomplish?
You know, you talked about the Johnny Come Latelys, Sean. You know, some of these people that are doing this are actually have been established in business for a long time, but they haven't been promoting the safe money side of the of what we do.
Correct.
Until recently. So when you see their resumes or when you see their websites, it looks like, you know, we're really established. But, you know, the bottom line is they probably still hold a securities license. As a matter of fact, I actually received a call from a person that was looking to add another, a third show, financial show, on a Saturday morning. And he had a securities license, a fine, nice gentleman, and, you know, he wanted to do that. So what I'm saying is before, when you go into one of these people's offices, maybe not this gentleman I was talking about, but they would sit you down and tell you how unwonderful what we're doing is. And the reason is because it wasn't what they were offering. And now, all of a sudden, and like I said months ago, they're now the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now, who are you going to be believing? All we're asking you to do, we do not do business on the first appointment. All we're asking you to do is to make an appointment, get the education. It's free. We're not charging you for it. That's what we've done, and we have actually been giving a service because everybody that walks into the door did not do business with us. Is that correct, Sean?
That's true. You know, the way we conduct business, it's very, there's no pressure. There's no arm twisting. We're not going to try to, you know, use any heavy sales tactics. We just want to educate you on what programs, and John, I know you do this, what programs are available, what programs are appropriate, you know, based on your comfort level. What are you comfortable doing? I want you to be comfortable in the decisions that you make, but I also want you to be educated. You know, it's interesting that you were talking about, you know, the folks that all of a sudden they've taken a 180-degree turn and now they're, you know, really warming up to the protected money side. I've had a lot of examples in my own practice where folks are coming in and they're not blaming their advisor for the 20, 30, 40% losses they've taken. They're blaming the market. And they're saying, well, now my advisor's, you know, promoting some of the same programs that you're talking about. Well, here's my question to you, Mrs. Jones. You know, you're 65 years old. Your advisor had you 85, 90% in equities, 90% in risk, and now you've lost, you know, $50, $60, $100,000 out of your portfolio, and now you're going to go back and take advice from the same guy who got you into the situation in the first place. You know, whenever somebody doesn't do a good job, whenever they really mess up my accounts, don't you usually consider going with other options? Don't you consider firing that person? Well, we're not asking you to do that. We're asking you to come in and become educated, you know, from us. Let us show you how these programs really work, and then if they make sense, if we can help you recover, help get you back on track, you know, obviously, yes, we'd love your business. We'd love to have you work with us, but don't reward your advisor who got you into this situation in the first place.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I mean, I had a gentleman I was just working with, and his advisor kept saying, I want to meet with you one more time. And I talked about it on a couple of weeks show, but he basically said, you know, we thought it was a mistake to get out of the market back in September, and we think it's a mistake now. So I don't know about you, but it's a little bit easier now than it was when we first got on the radio. It was a little bit easier to convey the message, the safe money message, because back then we were saying, you know, 10% bonus and, you know, lock in your gains. And you, if the market goes up, you get to take advantage of the gains. But if the market goes down, you're fully protected. We had a lot of people say it's too good to be true. Now it's a little bit easier because of the competition. So in that sense, a competition is a good thing.
They've helped us in some aspect because now they're warming up to it. My question, again, is why weren't they warm to it before? Why weren't they warm to it before, you had all of your losses in your accounts, in your portfolios? there's just not much sense in it, you know. And again, go with somebody who knows this, who's dealing with it day in and day out, and is not just that Johnny come lately.
I talked a little bit before you got on the phone, is the disadvantage of being a captive agent. Can you reiterate on that? Because you and I both are in a situation where we have all of the major companies available to us. Would you elaborate on the disadvantages of being captive?
Oh, absolutely. See, that's the thing. You know, when you're an independent advisor, you basically have access to the world. You have access to all of the different companies out there. You don't have somebody looking over your shoulder, you know, at some of these bigger brokerage houses telling you how to allocate your client's money. You know, with some of the bigger names, and I'm not going to name them here, but basically they have certain allocations that fit this type of client. You go in for a meeting, you find out what your risk tolerance is, what are you trying to accomplish, and then bam, they plug you into a pre-described model. It's already figured out you should be so much allocated in equity, so much in bonds, so much in growth and income, you know, whatever it is.
Right, and that's what the experts say, and I'm an expert, and you need to sit down and just let me tell you what to do.
That's right, and, you know, obviously that hasn't worked out because what's happened? A lot of folks are in trouble right now because of all the losses in the market. There's one simple rule that I think you can really look to, and if you can't answer the question, you owe it to yourself to come in and have an appointment with John. Think of the rule of 100. Now, a lot of people out there don't know what that is. A lot of people do. Rule of 100 basically says is if you are 60 years old, for example, okay, that means 60% of your assets, of your retirement accounts, should be in protected programs. And what do I mean by protected programs? Programs that cannot lose value. They cannot drop. They can't go down, okay? They can only go up. Now, in that same situation, 40%, meaning the difference between 100 and your age, should be in risk programs, okay, monies that can lose value but have a higher potential to get a good rate of return on it. Now, a lot of folks are out of alignment right now. If you're 65 years old and 80% of your money's in equities, you're out of alignment, okay? You owe it to yourself to come in and, you know, at least look at the other options, what else is available. A lot of folks don't realize that they're out of alignment, and that's something that John can really do for you, is take a look at your situation, look at your statement, figure out, okay, this is where you're at, where do you want to go? And then we can use some creative programs that a lot of the folks out there aren't using because they either don't know about it, they're starting to use them more and more, but there's still a lot of folks that aren't really educated as to how these programs really work and where they fit in. And we can basically build a program, a specific program just for your situation using everything in the arsenal, and to help get you back on track. That's what we're trying to do, get you back to where you were before you lost all your money, get you back to where you can draw a good income off of your account, you can get some good guaranteed growth, you can pass it on to the kids if you want to, but most importantly, take care of yourself. If you've got money in old 401ks that you've left behind, IRAs, maybe you're still working right now and you've hit 59 and a half. Did you know you have probably about a 75% chance that you can pull that money out of your existing 401k and move it over to one of these programs, and you might not have even known that option?
And you should.
Talk to you about that.
Yes, and you should move it. If you have the option, you should get it out of risk.
Yeah, because within the 401ks themselves, you know, you don't have a lot of safe money options. And if you do have a protected account, it's probably only paying less than a percent. Now, that's not way to build true, you know, build true wealth.
Well, if any of it, what we have been talking about interests you, give us a call here at 888-9000-IRA. We'll be glad to answer your questions. Sean, I thank you for being with us, and I would like to invite you back at some future date.
I'd love to do it, John, and I do appreciate that, and always a pleasure to speak with you.
You know, we've had such an information-packed half hour. We did not announce our phone number a lot, but the number to call us to get more information, to set up an appointment, 888-9000-IRA. We didn't have time to take a break. Sean and I took most of the 30 minutes, but thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week when you can hear the latest information on how you can grow and protect your retirement.
That's all of the time we have for this week, but there's still time to call. We'll be taking your calls live 1 hour after the show. Remember, the call is free, and so is the appointment. The number to call to get your questions answered or to make an appointment with a local account specialist is 888-9000-IRA. Be sure to tune in next week at this same time for more Retirement Talk Radio, where the Nest Experts will show you how to grow and protect your retirement.